Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Imagine with me a night in Jerusalem 735 odd years before Christmas, the very night that Isaiah speaks the words of our Old Testament reading. King Ahaz, king of all Judah, looks out from Jerusalem's ramparts. The orange glow of campfires extends to the horizon on every side. Smoke rides on the wind, and the smell of cooking pots adds a strange, sad note to the fear on the walls. Three bow shots distant, two large bonfires spew their flames upward. The flames illumine siege engines, and the palatial tents of the Aramean king Rezin and the Israelite king Pekah. As horses snort and stamp in the darkness, Ahaz grits his teeth. Food is running low in the city. The stink from the burning piles of corpses outside the walls, 120,000 in a single day lost, and the regular execution of prisoners on the hill opposite have drained morale in the town. And how long now before his own soldiers fling his head over the wall? A song drifts up from one of the closest campfires. Slurred country accents from the north carry the chorus, a familiar drinking song. A victory song. Ahaz curses the Samaritan and Ephraimite mercenaries. Really? With Aramea the Syrians? Really? Traitors. Judah's king salutes his men with bluster. Let them sing. We'll give them what for in the morning. But as Ahaz climbs the steps to his palace, his mask slips. The fear reflected in his men's liquid eyes gnaws at his ribs. What will the future bring? What will tomorrow bring? Will I be dead tomorrow? Will Ben-Tabael, the one that Pekah and Rezin so want on my throne, will he sit his skinny butt on my throne? Wannabe puppet king. What will tomorrow bring? Ahaz is besieged in Jerusalem, and he is afraid of what the future might bring. Sisters and brothers, it is Christmas Eve. And there are carols. We've already started singing some of them. And there is delight all around us. There are lights and there are holiday cheers on the streets and even in this building. A new year is nearly upon us. And yet, we may feel besieged. We may be afraid of what the future brings. We look out from the ramparts of our lives, and we see the orange glow of campfires extending to the horizon on every side. Holidays are often a time when fears erupt. Finances get tight in the holidays. That hoped-for bonus so that we can put together the Christmas presents, the empty chairs around the table that make the funerals all too real. Will I always feel this lonely? Smoke rides on the winds of family dramas, and the smell of a Christmas ham adds a strange, sad note to the fear on the walls. With Ahaz, we are besieged. We are afraid this Christmas Eve, afraid of what the future might bring. But in the midst of Ahaz's fears of the future, God comes to the prophet Isaiah in the darkness. The Holy One opens the seer's eyes. The veil of the night sky wavers and then swings to the side. And the priest beholds the future. Stars dance in wild patterns across the dark, bellowing hallelujahs of angelic strength. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. The sounds, sights, and smells of the enemy camp blur and distort. Horse snorts and neighs angle into the future bray of a lone donkey. The bonfires and siege engines shift into a hearth fire and dirt mangers dug out of the floor. The stink of burning corpses twists into the earthen smell of cow dung and sheep scat. Singing soldiers drunk on tomorrow's victory give way to singing shepherds drunk on tomorrow's news. The vision is odd. A sign for fearful Ahaz. A sign Ahaz has even refused to ask for. The prophet himself wonders at its strangeness. For there is no cluster of armies routing the Aramean Ephraimite confederacy that encircles Jerusalem's walls. The vision is just of a small crowd of people and animals gathered around one of the feeding troughs. There's an older man there. Isaiah can see Ahaz's own thick-set eyes and heavy brow, a descendant of the king in the future. And this older man wears his years with the majestic grace of a Joseph gone through Egypt's bonfires. And beside him, a girl barely in the bloom of womanhood leans over the manger. Her slight finger tickles a squirming bundle in the hay. And just beyond this husband and wife, a cluster of shepherds and family look on. And just here, the Spirit lifts Isaiah upwards to see into the carved manger. The prophet gazes on the squirming bundle, and he sees, he really sees the future. It is a baby, a newborn with dark eyes, a misshaped head, and a mouth wet with colostrum milk. Words tiptoe and then run out of the seer's mouth. Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you should weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Ahaz fears the future, but this child is the future. The soldiers swinging their battering ram against the gates, they are not to be feared. A child is coming, a great Emmanuel. Isaiah stares at the tiny pink tongue, the delicate eyebrows, and the down soft hair. Here is the new creation of the world. And so the prophet's words break forth again with Holy Spirit power. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. In this moment, God shows Ahaz the future. Christmas, virgin born Emmanuel. For Jesus is the future. Sisters and brothers, we fear the future. And yet Jesus is the future. Jesus, the virgin born Emmanuel. We don't know what will happen next year. We don't even know what will happen tomorrow. Last year at this time, I did not know that I would have a baby. Again, another baby. We don't know what next year will bring. But we know that even as life's pains, sorrows, and evils pound on the gates of our lives, God is with us. Emmanuel. This evening, God shows us the future. He fixes our eyes on that newborn kicking out of his swaddle. Here is the one who overcomes death and the devil. Here is the one who brings new creation to us in our sin-rotted lives. Here is the one whom angels hymn in wonder. Unto you is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And so as your life goes through its inevitable struggles, and they are inevitable, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Throw yourself on Jesus. When the family drama turns into bonfires and siege engines, hold the picture of the newborn king in your minds. Bow before him. Set aside your feelings and your hurt. Do all for him. Let your conduct in those moments be in his honor. And maybe if your fragile body lies there in the hospital bed, beginning to dissolve and death is coming for you in this coming year, throw yourself on Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, God with you. The future scares us. And yet, here on Christmas Eve, Jesus is our future. For he is our hope. He is our good news. He is our gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.